Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so glad you're listening to us. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm here with my co-host, Kathy Williams. And today, we are really excited to welcome Dr. Andrew Gardella as our guest. And we're going to be talking about bodies. And when we were talking about the subject for the show, Andrew said, how about everything you need to know about bodies in less than an hour? So that's what we're going to be talking about. I know that's a tall order there, Mr. Andrew.
I thought it would be funny.
I love it. So really wondering, you know, exploring the wonderful world of bodies, because after all, we wouldn't be here without our amazing body. And in the search and journey of consciousness and desiring more, oftentimes our bodies are overlooked or they're vilified. We get mad at them, and we don't always have the greatest relationship. So what if our bodies were a great contribution to our lives being different? And so before we dive in, just a little bit about Andrew, and then he can add anything else that I may forget. So Andrew is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as we are, and he's also a doctor of chiropractic, as well as a body genius. And he literally travels the world facilitating classes. I have had the great honor of being in one of his three-day body classes, and Andrew can tell us a little bit about all the different classes that he does teach, one of them being a three-day body class, and it was amazing, absolutely wonderful. And I'll go ahead and just say this part as well, that I am hosting him in the Washington, D.C. area in the United States. This coming weekend, if you're listening to this live, which will be starting October 26th and going, it's a 2.5-day class about S, and it's called ESSE. And I let Andrew explain what that is, but we would love to have you guys play with us. And if you're listening to this after the end of October, let's say you're listening to this in the year 2020, I'm sure that you can still look for Andrew's other classes. He does have a website, andrewgardella.com, his first and his last name. And so we welcome you here today with us, Andrew.
Yay. Thank you for that introduction. I'm excited to be here. You know, everything they need to know about bodies. And well, now it's even less than an hour. So we're really on the spot.
If anybody can do it, you can do it, Andrew.
It was actually a joke, because I just finished a three-day body class. And one of the things I really tell people is ask your body. You know, for everything that it requires, you, if you ask it, it will tell you. So that's what I was really, that's how I was in everything you need to know about your body. You just have to ask it, you know, so mm-hmm. That's the key. There we go. We just did it in less than a minute.
So now what are we going to talk about for the rest of the show?
I have no clue. I'm sure we'll find something.
Well, for people who might be listening who don't know anything about, you know, Access Consciousness and what the body class is, the three-day body class or the SE class or anything else. Could you explain it a little bit to our listeners?
Sure. The Access three-day body class is, as you know, very, very, you know, intuitive. It takes a lot of, it's 3 days long. And in the class, you get paired with a partner, and a majority of the class is running what we call body processes, which is really you lay on a massage table and people gift and receive, or you exchange different body processes, which are energetic contributions to the body. So you just ask an energy to run. You put your hands on the body, and some of them have specific locations. Others are just more, you know, wherever you're drawn. And the energies start contributing to the body to shifting and changing and releasing some of the like all the disease or the debilitation that's been locked into the body. It's, you know, really relaxing 3 days. It's always a good time. We tend to laugh quite a bit, at least in mine. I don't know about the other ones, but the classes are taught all over the world. I believe there's like 25 or 26 different 3 day body class facilitators. And if you want to know kind of more about it and everything, you can visit body.accessconsciousness.com, and it kind of takes you through, of, you know, a lot more information about the body classes and, you know, what Access's point of view around bodies and what can change and what can't change.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And then I have to do SE, don't I? So
yes. And what does SE stand for?
Yes. So SE stands for Energetic Synthesis of Structural Embodiment. And so SE is really, how it differs is we're really looking at changing the structure of the body and working with the molecular structure of the body. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, the muscles, the fascia, the bones, the tendons, the ligaments, all that stuff. We're looking at what energies you can be and kind of how you can use your body to change theirs. So it's a little bit more manual. It's a little bit more physical. And we're looking at really unlocking the stuck areas in where you have in your body or where you don't have the sense of space and the sense of movement that you really desire.
I love that.
It's delightful.
And, yes. And have you experienced that class yet? Have you taken that class, Kathy?
I have not taken the class.
We lost you, Kathy. I heard she hasn't taken the class, and then she went to silent. So when she, maybe she just must have lost her connection here. So we'll keep talking, and then we can find out back from Kathy what experience she's had with SE. I haven't taken the class yet either myself, so I'm really looking forward to it. I have had the process run on myself a couple of times, and that was quite enjoyable. And so for anybody listening who's maybe never had either a body process or the SE body process, we really encourage you to find somebody that can do these processes for you. It really, truly, what Andrew was talking about, changing your body, changing pain, creating way more ease for your body, I can firsthand talk about how it has been such a contribution in my own life. And I'm sure Andrew has lots of stories of people who have had great change by using these body processes.
Yeah, I actually just had, it was cool. I just had someone post on Facebook about she did a selfie each day the morning before the start of class through the 3 day body class.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see the difference in her face over from day one to day two to day three.
Oh, wow.
So she talked about how, you know, the lines, the wrinkles and lines in her face decreased over the 3 days just from the process. And wait, where's the, and just how much more her body, like how much younger her body felt. And how much easier it felt. So,
yeah,
there it is.
That's amazing. I never thought to do that. That's a great idea. And even in just one body process, we talk a lot on our show too about the access bars, which is the first way that I found out about access consciousness. And that's where you have the 32 points on your head, and you run those processes. And even after an hour of somebody running the bars, you can see such a difference in their face. They're brighter, they're, you know, they're happier, there's like a glow. It really is amazing what these energies will contribute to you and your body.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of cool just to see it, you know, like the pictures and everything else. Is because it's like, you know, we kind of see this stuff a lot, or we're just like, oh yeah, but then when you see stuff like this, you're like, oh yeah, I guess that's not normal, or that's not how most people handle those things. And it's like, even with Essie, you know, like the I remember, you know, at the last time I was in your area, I did a small little sampler on one lady, and her knee had been causing her problems. And did she fall, or did she have a surgery? I can't remember. But either way, I worked on it for like 15 minutes. And then she wrote me, like, you know, saying, oh my gosh, it's so different. It's amazing how much more ease I have with moving it. And, you know, I actually feel like I can stand on it and all this stuff from just the 15 minutes of working on it, which is amazing.
It is amazing. And I saw you did a small sample of the Essie energies when you were doing the body class for us last time you were in the Washington, D.C. area. And the person that you ran it on had knee issues. And she said, and you only did one knee. And she said she couldn't believe the difference, even in just a little sampling of those energies. She was walking with ease. She no longer had pain. And she was just astonished at how quickly something can change. So that's one of just so many wonderful contributions that these energy processes are for your body. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in, you know, becoming a 3-day body process facilitator as well as the Essie? So whichever you'd like to start with first.
I became a 3-day facilitator because I went to the 3-day body class when I was still in chiropractic school, and I was just amazed at how much my body changed from the 3 days, but also how easy it was. You know, I was in school and we were doing all this stuff where you had to learn all these things and you had to really, you know, understand what you were doing, and you had to know this bone and this bone, and you had to know like what went where and what went everywhere else and everything like that. And, you know, I went to this class and they're just like, oh, you just put your hands on the body, you ask this energy to run, you know, you say the clearing statement, and you kind of just be with the body and stuff starts to shift and change. And you don't have to know about it, and you don't have to cognitively figure out everything that's going on with the body. You can just ask for the change to occur and ask what the body requires, and it will tell you when changes starts occurring, which I thought was very refreshing at the time, and I still find refreshing now. You know, you don't have to examine everything and figure out what's going on with the body, you know, because a lot of times, coming from a medical perspective, which never really worked for me, they would, you know, I'd go to the doctor and they'd figure out all these things and run all these tests, and then they wouldn't know what was wrong with, like, what was creating the problem in the first place anyways. And then they're like, well, you take this. And I'm like, that didn't work. And they're like, oh, we'll do more tests and everything. But they were always looking for what was causing it, you know, to see if they could solve it or to fix it, rather than, you know, with the body classes and with Essie and with all this stuff, it's about actually asking the body and looking at how you can change it and what it would take to change, and if it can change, regardless of what created or what caused it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have an answer. You can just have questions and ask the body, and stuff starts to change.
Awesome. I'm so, oh, good. Kathy's back. Yay. Go for it, Kathy.
Yay. So let's make this really practical for listeners at home. And if someone's new to this and they have something that's going on with their body, what kind of questions can they start to ask in terms of, okay, you know, what is this thing here and can it change?
Well, so my like the best one, well, not the best one, one of the easiest ones we talk about is, who does it belong to? So you can ask for anything going on with your body. You can ask, is this mine, someone else's, or something else's? And because what we found is 99% of the stuff that you're sensing with your body or you're aware of isn't actually yours. It's just you're having an awareness of something, or your body's giving you an awareness of something. So you can do that, and with that, you can just it helps me to identify, okay, this isn't mine. So that gives me a sense of space with it, because I'm like, oh, my body's just aware of something. So go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, so often, especially if something's been going on, I know at least for me and a lot of the people I've worked with, if something's been going on with the body for a long, long time, it's easy to fall into the assumption that, of course, it's mine. It's been with me for 6 years or 6 months, you know, and just that question, like, is it mine? And getting a sense of, well, no, that feels off. Is it somebody else's? That feels lighter. Like, that can be such a game changer.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. We have to take our first break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Kathy Williams, Betsy McLaughlin, and our special guest today, Dr. Andrew Gardella. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and our guest, Andrew Gardella. And we're talking about bodies today. All you need to know about bodies in 1 hour. So we better get talking, maybe quickly. So before the break, we were talking about some of the questions you can ask if there's something going on with your body. And the first couple of ones mentioned were, who does this belong to? And is it mine? Is it somebody else's? So, Andrew, if we really get that, yeah, this thing is mine, what other questions might you suggest?
Well, I always So do you guys do the clearing statement? Do we talk about the clearing statement? Can I talk about the clearing statement?
You are so welcome. Yeah, we do use the clearing statement.
Okay, cool. Probably should ask that before we got on air. But, oh, well, anyway, so one of the things is, you know, once you decide something is yours or once you decide you have something, then you start creating that because your point of view creates your reality. So, like, I was always interested in science. So, you know, I was reading up on things and they were talking about that every 7 years, the atomic structure of your body, all the atoms, all the electrons and everything is different. So, like, because your body, your molecules, the atoms on a molecular level or on an atomic level, is the energy is constantly being exchanged or changed out, the electrons are. So every 7 years, your body is actually has different, you know, atoms. And I was like, but I was always curious then. I was like, wait, but if we have, you know, different atoms or different atomic structure, or at least different, you know, molecules creating it, how can we still have diseases that last longer than 7 years? How do we have all these things that keep lasting, you know, way beyond that point? And
exactly.
What I love about that. Yeah. I love about Access, you know, when I came to it and Gary and Dane talked about your point of view creates your reality. So it's like you have the point of view that you have something, then you actually keep creating it as that or maintain it into existence. So one of the easiest thing is, you know, when you get it yours, you can just, okay, everywhere I've decided this is mine or I have this, you know, use the clearing statement. So right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
And we'll just describe the clearing statement a little bit for you. It's really an energetic tool that bypasses your logical mind, right? All those words didn't really make sense. So it bypasses the mind and goes to the energy that's creating a limitation. And it pulls that up and clears it away. And you can find out more about that at theclearingstatement.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you said earlier was that one of the things that really drew you and attracted you to the body of all of these different processes is the fact that you don't have to know how it works. And I would love for you to talk a little bit more about that, especially coming from your background of, you know, being in school and having to know exactly how everything worked.
Well, I think there's a lot of ideas around, you know, if you can figure something out, if you have a mental understanding of it, then that means that you can change it or you can do things. And that's not actually true. It's like we talk a lot about, you know, so many times, especially when it comes to our body, we get into this place of where we're thinking about it, where we're really, you know, heady about all these things, but mm-hmm. you know, as an athlete, it's like, you know, when you were thinking about things, that's when you actually couldn't do it. When you finally just stopped thinking about it and kind of started, you know, being with your body and being present with your body, you could actually, mm-hmm. you know, do the exercises or, and do the, or do like whatever move or whatever you were trying to learn. But you couldn't think about it, like you couldn't break it down, and like as much as you tried to break it down, at some point you just had to let it all go and do it. And so so oftentimes, but when we're trying to heal the body or change the body or something, we get into this other idea of like, oh, I need to figure it out. Okay, I need to count, like, you know, another interesting kind of scientific. It takes as much energy, you know, to break down the food, like the calorie thing, you know, how much energy it takes to break down the food is actually the amount of food we eat is the same amount of energy it takes to pretty much break it down. So it's not like you're getting a lot of nutrients or energy from the food. So where's all this energy actually coming from with your body? You know, what if your body actually has an ability to generate and create energy, and we just haven't been asking it or tapping into it?
I love that question.
So what kind of questions would you suggest for people to start to tap into that capacity?
Well, I think it's just like, well, my favorite thing recently is just asking your body. So it's like, if you would like to change something with your body, ask your body to show you how it can change it. You know, so it's like, if you'd like to have more energy with your body, or you're not having it, it should be like, okay, body, well, can you show me like how we can have more energy? Or, okay, body, can you show me how we could lose weight, or how we could change this, or how we could change that? Because so oftentimes we decide, we're like, oh, this is going to work for us, or this is going to work for us. But we never actually ask our body, you know, is this actually going to work? And that's really
absolutely.
So I think we would actually ask, you're like, if you're looking at doing a diet or something, just ask, okay, body, is this going to work? And when I mean ask, it's like, well, ask your body and then see, you know, if you're familiar with muscle testing, you can use that. Some other people, like we just talked about it, you can use light or heavy. So what's light is true for you and what's heavy is a lie. So if you get a sense of lightness with doing it, or a sense of space or possibilities, or you get happy, or, you know, have a sense of lightness, then go with it. And if you get heavy and you feel wonky and stuck and kind of like you don't, you know, you're under a rock, that would be heavy. And then don't go with it. And so you can use that with your body when you're like, okay, body, what would you like to eat, or which one of these workout programs or diets or whatever is going to work for us? And then you could start asking.
That's been such a gift in my life. You know, a couple of years ago, someone suggested I do Pilates just for, you know, the structural thing that was going on in my body. And I asked my body, hey, body, would you like to do Pilates? And it's done Pilates before, you know, years ago. And it was a huge no. It was like, no way, I'm not doing Pilates. And so I was like, okay, what would you like to do? And I got this immediate awareness of this body of work called Gyrotonics. So I was like, cool, that's kind of fun for me, actually. And I started to do it, and my body changed so much. And it was delicious. Like, every time I would go, I would feel happy during. It was hard work, but I would feel really good during the session, and then so happy afterwards. And it's like, I'm really glad I asked my body, hey, would you like this? Well, what would you like instead?
Yeah. And it's amazing, you know, because your body is aware of everything it requires. So, you know, if you get a no, just keep asking. It's so funny how many times people are like that. Well, I didn't know what diet. There was a one story Gary was talking about with one lady, and she was looking to lose weight. And he said, well, just ask your body and you'll know, like when you hear it. And then she was walking in the park and she overheard some ladies talking about a diet or something. And she, like, before she knew it, she was like over where they were and like had to jump a park bench or something to get there. And so she was like, you know, it's like her body showed her, it's like, oh, that diet. And it actually worked. And she lost the weight she was looking to lose and everything. So, and that's, it's amazing how simple it is in a way, because, but we're not even taught, you know, to look at, oh, is, and just asking, is this going to work? you know, is this going to work the way they are? Because everyone's body is different too. So while it may work for some bodies, it might not work for other bodies. And
exactly.
Your body knows.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's just amazing how many times, you know, coming from like the, like with chiropractic and everything, of where you would have to look for indicators or something, you know, or, you know, based on the structure, you do this and all of the stuff, where you're kind of thinking about it or you're computing or you're figuring it all out rather than just asking the body, okay, body, is this going to work? And it's amazing how much, one, simpler it is, but how also effective it is. Because, you know, it's like you ask and you get to know, okay, this isn't going to work. So what's going to work, body?
Yeah, it's really interesting how we'll override or not even ask our own body and then go look at all these different books and all these different, you know, other people's attitudes and opinions and stuff like that. When it's like, it's right here. The body is right here.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, it's not like that we're ever taught to actually ask our body or listen to our body. We've been kind of trained since the day we've been brought up to override our body, you know. You're supposed to, do you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You don't have snacks in between, or you have scheduled snacks. And then you're eating what everyone else is eating, and you need to clean your plate, or you need to do this or do that. None of which is really a question or looking at what the bodies require, in a sense.
Yeah.
And I know moms now that do access, and they, when they shop for their kids or like for lunches and everything, or even if they're making dinner, they're like, okay, what would everyone's body like? And then they just make, you know, they just choose things based on that and let their body show them. But they start, you know, it's been, they were talking about how they have, you know, it's amazing because everyone enjoys the meal and there's no one that doesn't, or there's things for some people and then there's other things for other people, but it's like all the bodies are happy.
Isn't that so cool? I mean, what a fun thing to ask.
Yeah,
that is.
I know. And it is fun. And it's like they talk about how, you know, when you go to the supermarket and they're shopping, then it's like it changes the way they shop in a way because they're drawn to certain things and they're not drawn to certain things sometimes. But it's just like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, so it's really interesting, you know. But I think it kind of makes it fun, too, because you're not doing the same list every time. At least it makes it kind of fun when I go shopping. I'm like, if I had to do the same list over and over again, I would get bored very easily.
Yeah. Well, I know for me, as I'm communicating way more with my body and including my body in everything that I do, it's so much easier to hear what she's asking for. You know, where I can't say I don't sometimes still override my body, but I'm way better at it than I used to be. And I definitely hear her. And she doesn't have to be as loud as she used to be. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I would ignore what she was telling me, then she would start to get louder, you know, and my body would just get louder, whether it was a pain or a headache or whatever, until I kind of stopped and was like, all right, what's going on here? Well, I don't do that anymore because I am including my body. I'm asking questions and I'm listening to the awarenesses that my body has. And so I find it so much easier in all aspects of my life to include my body in everything I do. How about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, so there's hope for people who don't really hear their body yet or say, well, I don't get any information, or, you know, I don't notice the information, or it's not clear enough.
Absolutely.
And maybe we could speak to that for just a moment.
Well, I think that's part of the fun of actually doing it, is just being willing to start, you know, the thing. And it's amazing how many times, like me, you would say, well, I'm a doctor and I'm talking about this, so I'm listening to my body. But it's like, there's so many times where I still, like, it takes me some time to actually get the awareness or, you know, grow and kind of expand into listening to my body and what that includes. So I think the important thing is to just start, and then you'll start to kind of develop that communication with your body. You know, it's like when you're learning a new language, it takes some time and it takes practice.
Mm.
And so if you just actually start, you know, and so you can just start, okay, body. Well, and that's what I used to do when I first heard this in Access. I started asking about everything. I was like, okay, body, what would you like to wear today? And then I would be drawn to like certain things. And I'd be like, okay, body, what would you like to eat, you know, today? What snacks would you like? I would just ask. I remember I would go into the supermarket and I'd be like, okay, what shampoo do you want? What toothpaste do you want? Like all these things. I was like looking at, do you want this one, this one, this one? Which one's light or heavy? And I was muscle testing. Mm-hmm. But I just kept asking all these things. And as the more and more I did that, like Bessie said, the easier it got with mm-hmm. including my body.
Awesome. And these are things we do anyway, right? I mean, go to the supermarket or go out to eat or whatnot. So just a little different twist on doing them can make a huge difference.
Yeah, totally. I think it's so easy in a way to actually do it, because you can just start to practice it, and the more and more you practice it, the easier it gets. And you also kind of just learn, like, oh my gosh, I wasn't actually asking my body here. There's those things where I was like, oh wait, I didn't actually ask. And you know, the other thing is, like Bessie was saying, your body gives you feedback, you know, with the aches or with the pain sometimes, or just when things aren't working. And it's amazing, you know, the more questions you are, I'd be like, I'm just like, okay, body, well, what else then? Show me. I don't get it. I'm slow. Help me here. And then it does.
Isn't that a relief? Make it really clear, I used to ask. Just make it really clear. And it did.
Thanks, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and our guest today, Dr. Andrew Gardella. We're having a fun conversation about all you need to know about bodies in less than 1 hour. And before we get back into that conversation, I'd just love to invite you over to Maui. There were lots of fun things, not only whales and sea turtles and beaches and volcanoes, but a fun Art of Living Crazy Possible retreat in November, a bars and foundation class for 5 fabulous days in March, and an Access Body class in January. So you can find all of those at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And I know we'd love to invite you to Andrew's class next week. And so I'll let Betsy talk about that a little bit, or maybe Andrew would like to.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew. Why don't you tell us about that and other classes that you have going on, since you literally travel the world teaching your classes.
Well, let's see. I have 2 SC classes coming up in the States. One is this coming weekend in Virginia, D.C. metro area. Another class I have coming up is in Sarasota, Florida. The SC class is November 16th, I believe it starts on. And then I have a body class coming up in Vancouver, Canada, in November 9th. And the SC class is, you know, it's 2.5 days long. And in it, you learn how to kind of be with your body and change with your body and be this energy of Essie with your body. So we go through, you don't have to be a body worker to attend. You just have to have a body. And we go through, you know, how you can work on bodies and change bodies and work on them manually and get aches and pains and stuff to change in your body and other people's bodies.
So cool. And also I think we mentioned earlier, but Andrew's website is andrewgardella.com. And I know you can also find him on Facebook. And one of the other things to mention about the Essie energies as well as the body processes is some of these can also be run on animals. So would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. The stuff works great on animals. So if you need to do something on animals, then I don't know. We do a lot of Essie on horses, and so we get a lot of great results with the horses' strides changing, with them recovering from injuries way faster. And we've had a lot of great results with people who have animals, you know, that they run body processes on animals. And they change overnight. It's really great and fabulous. I don't know.
Animals they don't have the same resistance that people sometimes have.
It's really been cool. It was such a gift for me to work on horses with Essie and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to see, like, horses don't have the same, you know, they don't resist things and they be with their body in a different way. And so working on the horses, like, I would just be working on them and you feel them lean into you, or they'd come up against you and show you exactly where they want you to put your hands and stuff. And it was just interesting, because it was such a different kind of feedback for me than working on people, because you're not sure. You're like, maybe I'm not doing it right. Is anything changing for them? But with the horses, it's kind of like they give you such a different kind of nonverbal feedback that it's hard to miss or deny. So I was really grateful for doing that.
Wow, there's such a beautiful energy there.
And the other thing about the Essie class is there's no prerequisites. Like Andrew said, the only requirement is you have a body.
Yes.
So if you don't have a body, I guess you can't go.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we actually do like the Essie, we do a 4-day Essie class called Essie Extravaganza, where we basically work on people bodies half the time and work on horse bodies the other half of the time. So we usually do those on ranches or like in arenas or, you know, stables, so we can be close to the horses. But if that's something you're interested in too, we have a class coming up next February outside of Houston, Texas. It's actually on Gary Douglas and Dane here's ranch, the founders of Access. So it's a very beautiful piece of property with lots of lovely horses that we get to play with. So if you're interested in more information about that or just more information about Essie, you can check out essiehorseandbody.com, or you can check out my website too, as there's links for
it. Thank you so much. So what else would you like to talk about with bodies?
I think, you know, I can't stress this enough. It's like every time bodies aren't complicated. Like, they're really easy. So I can't stress it enough, but ask your body if you'd like to change something. There's even things that I was saying this in class just recently, and I was like, oh, wait, why am I not asking my body about this or to change this or who does this belong to or any, like, I wasn't actually asking it. But I was like torturing myself. I was suffering. I was like, I'm going to change this. I had a laugh about it too. So it's really, you know, I can't imagine like the times where I'm like, okay, I'm over that. Okay, body, just show me what we have to be or what we have to do. What can we choose that will change this? Like, what is it? Exercise? Is it changing our diet? Is it something else? What is it? Is it going to a class? What's going to create the change here for you, body? And it's amazing how many times that makes it so much simpler. Mm-hmm. Or I even forget that I stop getting fixated on it, and then it changes. It's very funny to me.
I've definitely had that where it's like, your attention. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so often true, though, you know, and that goes back to your point of view creates your reality. It's like when you're fixated on these things, you keep fixating on them, and it just like increases the energy of it, and it kind of just, you know, snowballs it more into an avalanche rather, you know, whereas where you don't have a point of view about it and you're just like, okay, it changes, or it's not even an issue in the first place. You know, another tool that I really like with my body is asking what's right about this I'm not getting too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
And it's a tool we use a lot within Access about a lot of things, but my favorite way of using it is with my body, because there's so many times where, like, I'll trip or I'll fall or something and it will hurt, and I'll start asking my body what's right about this, and all of a sudden the energy starts to shift, and it just all of a sudden the pain goes away and everything decreases, and there's no bruising or anything like a day later. And it was just my body's way of changing something. You know, I was once like asking for a bunch of changes in my life, and I was like, oh, I'm just over this and I'm over that. And it was kind of around the idea of speaking up for myself or standing up for myself. And at the time I was in chiropractic school and I was living on a horse ranch. So I was coming back from class like that day or the next day. And there was a 2-year-old horse out that was walking around by the cars, because they would let him walk around. And the guy just came over and walked right over my foot, just right over my foot. Like,
oh, wow.
I was petting him and he just stomped right on it, like just walked right over it. And I mean, you know, it's a 2-year-old horse, so it's not the really big, but it's still pretty big. So it wasn't, I was like, oh, ow. I was like, you did that on purpose. I knew the horse did it on purpose. I was like, what the heck? And I was like, okay, what's right about this? And I was like, oh, and I used the clearing statement. I went, what's right about this? And I did it, destroyed it and created all everything around it. And then all of a sudden I went, oh, well, I was asking for change, and oh, I was like, oh, buddy, is this the change I was asking for? And my body went, yes. And I went, oh. And all of a sudden, all the intensity in my foot was gone.
Really?
As weird as it sounds, yeah, you acknowledge it. When you actually acknowledge it for what it is, then it changes. And I was like, oh, okay. So my foot was fine. I was like, oh, okay. It's so funny how many times your body's actually giving you, you know, what if everything that was going on with your body, whether you thought it was pain or aches or all these things, was just actually information about what's going on in your life or what's going on in your surroundings?
Yeah. Yeah. Our bodies give us so much information about our surroundings and the people around us, and so often we're quick to just try to push it away or get rid of it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this shouldn't hurt. What can I do? I'll do some stretching or whatever it is, instead of asking a question.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally, totally.
And, you know, the whispers of our body, would you talk a little bit about the awareness that our body has?
What do you mean, the whispers of our body?
You know, like just the whispers that our body tells us, like the awarenesses that of other people and things like that, where we go, and I know we talked a little bit about it, you know, like who does this belong to and those types of things, but there's also just the awareness of so much around us that we can go to think that it's ours, but it's not.
Yes. Well, it's really interesting, and it's something that I look at all the time, obviously, because I work on a lot of people, but it's amazing how many times, you know, I start getting a pain in my back or something, and then the person I have coming for my session walks in and they have pain in their back, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And, you know, it's happened enough times where I'm like, okay, this isn't a coincidence now. You know, all right, okay, my body actually must be aware. It actually must not be mine. So I think, you know, this is, you know, along the lines of that, still the same thing of like asking your body, okay, body, is this mine? Is this someone else's? Like, what are you showing me with this? Or what information are you giving me with this, body? Help me. Make it really clear, because I'm stupid.
I love that. Yes, make it clear.
It helps me, you know, because sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, how didn't I get this like so much sooner? So
mm-hmm.
If I just start with I'm not that bright, then it makes everything a little bit easier.
Yes, you know, because it also is like it we're speaking two different languages. Sometimes, so it's like, okay, I'm not getting what you're saying, so like you said, kind of dumb it down for me, body, so that I can understand what you're telling me, what you're showing me here.
Or can you show me in a different way?
Mm-hmm. I like that question.
You know, it's kind of like Pictionary. You're like, I'm not getting the first way you're drawing it, so
show me in a different way.
Yeah. And what, you know, show me, and I love to add with a lot of things that I ask with my body.
If sometimes I'll be actually releasing something from my body and it can be uncomfortable. So I'm like, all right, let's release this with ease, you know, and adding with ease, and then it just makes everything so much easier.
I love that too.
Weird
how that works.
So weird.
Yeah, well, you know, it is amazing to actually include your body in your life and your living and everything that you're creating and you desire to create, and having your body be your best friend, you know, somebody who's with you all the time, as opposed to somebody who is an adversary or, you know, something that you don't want around. And for me, changing the way that I communicated and treated my body has just made such a difference in every mm-hmm. aspect of my life.
Well, that's terrible, you know.
I know.
To have your body change and to be happy with it.
Yeah, to get easier and easier as time goes on.
That's not how life is supposed to be, Betsy. You have to work So, Andrew, I'm wondering, we have a couple of minutes left and some This is everything you need to know about bodies in 1 hour or less. What else do our listeners need to know that we haven't explored yet?
I'm like, what else can we talk about? The other thing is, it's not serious. So many times we make this idea of, especially with our bodies, we get into this seriousness of like, oh, it has to be this or it has to be this way. So, you know, going back to those questions, like what's right about this I'm not getting, or it was even today, I've been asking for questions and I've had this weird heaviness with my body, you know, where it just didn't feel like mine or didn't feel like I was actually connected with it or had the same sense of it that I had before. But I've been asking all these questions and all these things to change. And finally I just went, oh my gosh, is this the change I was actually asking for? And I went, mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I get a yes. Body, is it? Yes. Okay. Oh, wow. And it was just amazing how much stuff lightened up with that.
Thank you, Andrew, for being with us.
And for all your wonderful questions.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And thanks, everyone, for listening. If you would like to get your hit of Imperfect Brilliance before next Tuesday, you can always listen to us on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes. It's that purple button on your iPhone. Or come over to iome.fm and you can find our little picture there and click to find all the archives. Thanks so much, everybody.